We're up to the Mishnah Halacha Dal. Eidomei nitmeis, veidomei lo nitmeis. If one witness says she was tamei, she, in other words, this is not the kinuin stira, this is besides the kinuin stira. Another witness comes and says she was tamei, she actually had relations. So veidomei lo nitmeis, another eid says she did not become tamei. Ishomer's nitmeis, if one woman says she was tamei, vishomer's lo nitmeis. So it's first, the Mishnah first speaks about one eid and one eid, and then it talks about a woman and a woman. She still drinks. Despite the fact that one witness said that she became tamei, this witness clashes with another witness, and therefore it remains a suffolk, and therefore she drinks. Eidomei nitmeis, if one witness said she became tamei, veidim shnayim omri lo nitmeis. The two witnesses say she would not become tamei. So again, the two witnesses deny that tuma took place, and therefore she drinks the waters because it retains the flavor of the original suffolk. We don't know what happened with the stira. If two say she, however, she became tamei, and only one says she was not tamei, she won't drink. Why? Because we assume that she did become tamei, and therefore she has to get divorced. Now, a couple of interesting things here. First of all, Pnei Moshe says that that which we say at the beginning, the Hebrew quotes the Bavli, that which said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that Eidom Enit Meis, Verom Elonit Meis, in that case we say she drinks because it's one-on-one. It's only when the two witnesses came together. But the witness who said Nit Meis came first, right? Then we say he's Neman Kishtayim. And she actually becomes forbidden, and she does not drink. Because Komokom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Areu Kishnaim. Torah believed one witness on Tuma, because it said Eid Ein Ba. If there's no witness against her, then she drinks. But if there's even one witness against her, then she does not drink. So therefore, if a witness comes, even one, independent of a clashing witness, that sets the tone that she may not drink the waters.
Well, it's similar to the Mishnais that we learned last
right, time. Right. That's the Pnei Moshe. The Bavli is just picking that up from the previous Mishnais. Now, also the Pnei Moshe brings down. I assume this is from the Bavli, though, because the Korbanator also brings it down. That the two witnesses who come against the one witness, they say in other words, one witness says nitma, the two witnesses come and say lo nitmeis. So they are like Edim Zomimim. They say you can't say that she became tamei because you were with us, and therefore since we didn't see that she became tamei, so therefore you didn't see she became tamei either. Okay, so I'm not sure why they dafka learn that way, that it's like Eid Zomim, but that's how they learn the case.
So what happens to that Eid?
Well,
he doesn't drink
water. It's a good question, though, because a matter of fact, it's a good question. The Gemara will not deal with it directly, but the Gemara will eliminate the question indirectly. Okay, so says more. Gidum bar minyom in b'shem Rav. Gidum bar minyom in Rav says, Kom akom shir edu sa isha ki ish. Every time they found that the testimony of women is as good as a man's, ha'ish machishes ha'isha, v'isha machishes ha'ish. The man contradicts the woman, and the man contradicts the man. In other words, they clash on equal footing. Okay, so if that's the case, if that's true, what Gidu Bar Min Yomin is saying, so then why does it not say in Mishnah niste edoch ha'chadomer nitmeis? Let's say give a case where one witness says she became tamei, v'isham ralonit meis. Let's set it up, Taka. Our Mishnah has an eid against an eid, an isha against an isha. According to this logic, it should have an eid against an isha, an isha against an eid.
So they
want
to be symmetrical. Want
the isha
to be, have symmetry.
Well, essentially, we want to give a similar answer. Or isha, so again, nisne eid echor amir nitmeis visham ar lo nitmeis, or isham and isha amra nitmeis v'eid echor eid amir lo nitmeis. So tani beis Rebbe came. In fact, in the house of Rebbe, they learned, they had such a girsa that way in the Mishnah. So, it's not quite what you said, it's not because of symmetry, but the answer is eino chanami. There are those who learned that way. Tani b'shem Rebbe Nechemia. But then they learn the name Rabbi Yehuda.
At least they didn't say Sposnet.
Yeah.
The woman's going to contradict the man.
It's coming up later tonight. Taishay Rabbi Nechemia. Different context. Taishay Nechemia. Learn the name Rabbi Nechemia. Ochenacha Rove. Now here it says Eidus, but the Shari Torah says Yisrael changes it. I think it makes sense what he says. Should be Ochenacha Rove Deos. You go after the majority of opinions expressed. If we're talking about anyway, people are apostle Eidus. They don't follow the witnesses, you follow the majority of opinions. How so? Hey, Chabida, how's it work? Shtein Oshim Vishachas, if two women said one thing, Vishach and one woman said another thing, also Sokishne Inaved Echon. It's like two witnesses against one witness. And we give credibility to the two against the one. Okay? So even though really they're not two witnesses because they're two women, nevertheless, to give them credibility is two. However, says more as a caveat on that. Harder the tamer that you say be isha v'noshi, when it's one woman against two women. Avon, one of the classic lines in Shas, imo you man noshi v'eid echad. If there are 100 women and one man, ke'eid be'eidinun. It's like one on one. So women against themselves, they count as majority. But women against men, one woman, one man is worth 1,000 women.
There's a case where a man and a woman come together as a con.
I guess that doesn't pass here. I don't know. Well, I guess we could have spoken about that, but it would be scandalous. Okay. Ravada Baruch Hu Amar. Oh, actually here, the Gideon Ephraim, I don't know if he has to do this, the Gideon Ephraim throws in the Gemara from, moves up a Gemara from further down the page over here. So let's learn it the way he learns it. If you take a look, the second line from the bottom, the beginning of the line, he puts this Gemara in over here. Shimon bar Ba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon bar Ba says his name Rabbi Yochanan, kan lo hoysa shoysa. Here she would not drink. Uve egla arufa hoysa shoysa, but by egla arufa, she does. You do kill the Egla Rufa. No, Egla Rufa is only brought, you don't know who's responsible for the slaughter, for the killing of the person who was found dead in the field. So what if you have an Eid Echad who comes and says he knows who killed the guy? Nevertheless, you'd still do Egla Rufa. One witness is enough to get a woman out of drinking, but one witness is not enough to start the process of Egla Rufa. Okay, it makes sense. More explains it.
Yeah, well, because the woman is potentially could be killed from the mining.
Well, that's true.
The roof is just a carbine. So.
That's true, but we're going to take it a step further. Going back now to where we skipped from, three lines up from this, four lines up. Ravada Baruch Hu Amar, Ravada Baruch Hu said that Eid Echon Neman L'Tamoisa, one witness believed to say she's Tame in order that she should not drink. However, ain eid echad neeman lafsida miksuvasa. One witness is not believed to cause her to lose her ksuva. To lose her ksuva, one witness is not believed. And I think that that's also what underlies the Egla Rufa, because it's more of a chesh mishpat issue. In other words, for the halacha of ain ba, there the special discuss of one witness seems of any kind prevents her from drinking the waters because we assume she's tamea after kinyan stira. But in terms of Choshe Mishpat, or, Egla Rufa, it's not really Choshe Mishpat, but in terms of issues where substantial aidus is necessary, so there, the one aid who comes does not prevent us from following through whatever we would have done in the absence of aiding. So there, but just like by, if there were no aidim, she would not lose her ksuva, right? And so too, if there are no aidim, you would have to do the Egla Rufa, even in the presence of one aid. She doesn't lose the ksuva and you still have to do the Egla Rufa. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amr Achisa, and Achisa adds on here, Ma tam omru eid echad nemel tamoisa. Why they say eid echad? Truth is, omru is not really a good term because it's really a deraisa. But why they say eid echad nemel tamoisa? I guess we're talking about even a woman. Maybe the pasuk itself is not indicated even a woman would be kosher this. And so why do we believe even a woman? Because there's a special umdana, special indication that she became Tameo. What's the indication? There was Kinyan Stiror which preceded, you know, this episode here. So therefore, here the reason why we believe the Eid Echo is because the Eid Echo creates a Raglaim Ladover. It's coming, right? It's a Reach, right? It's coming on the heels of Raglaim Ladover. So that's why we have this concept of an Eid Echo being believed with Tamo to be Matamir, as opposed to any of us else. Again, the Rufan, even the Ksuva itself, there we do not. There we do not accept what they're saying. Now, this is the Kohen Ephraim points out an interesting thing. He says that before we had said on Chav Vav and Beis, actually, well, everybody points out Korban Eid Pnei Moshe Kohen Ephraim, we had said that Rabbi Akiva holds that the Eid Echad does cause her to lose the Ksuva. Rabbi Tarfon did not hold that the Eid Echad caused her to lose the Ksuva. And he held that the Eid Echad is not believed to cause the Ksuva, even though she's believed. The Eid Echad is believed to deem this woman Tomei, not to drink. Nevertheless, the Ksuva she gets, Rabbi Akiva argues. And we, of course, passing like Rabbi Akiva in this regard. So the question is, how this seems to argue over here, right? Because you're saying that an Eid Echad is not believed, Lafsi the Ksuva. So how do we reconcile this Sugi with the Sugi back there? So Pei Moshe Kormei Takum want to say that our Sugi disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. That's very difficult because we actually do Paschal like Rabbi Akiva. And that's Sugi. And that's how we mentioned, we learned it back then, that Charlie Torah says, the Shrol changed around the gears at that, Rabbi Tarfon could see to Rabbi Akiva as opposed to Rabbi Akiva could see to Rabbi Tarfon, as it's written there. So he wants to say, the Gilin Ephraim, that here we're talking about specifically where an Eid Echad comes to cause her to lose a Ksuva because he says that she was Tmeya, is opposed by another Eid. Because that's really the case in our Mishnah. Eid Echonami, if the Eid Echad had come on his own, and there was Raglaim Ladovar, so he would believe that actually to cause her to lose her Ksuva. But in this case, it's talking about the Eid Echad came with Hakosha, with contradiction. And that's why Gilead say, even according to Rabbi Akiva, here, the Eid Echad would not cause her to lose her Ksuva. Again, because of the Hakosha, which is involved in it, because of the contradiction in testimony. Now, there's a slight difference, according to Gilead Ephraim, between the Bavli and Yerushalmi Sforas here. The Bible uses for a komokom shemina Torah eight echad arayu kishnayim. I mentioned that before. Everybody's Torah believes one witness. That one witness is like two, and therefore, according to that, really you'd have to say that if the eight echad is believed, kishnayim, so she really should have to lose her ksuva with the one witness, right? Which is what Rabbi Akiva says, and which is what we would say also. Over here, we're not the Eid Echad to come back with our kosher, with a contradiction. But the thing is that it seems that the reason why where there's our kosher, in that case, I say that the ksuva is not lost, according to Gilead Ephraim, is because Yushami doesn't know precisely of this concept of Koma Kom Shemiya Torah Eid Echad Reik Shnayim, only there's a Raglaim Ladover. Where besides the testimony the guy's saying, there's also an indication that what he's saying is correct. So therefore, if it's an Eid Echad Bachosha, if one witness is being contradicted by another witness, so then there's no Raglaim Ladovar, and that's why if there's no Raglaim Ladovar, we do not accept the testimony of this one witness when it's contradicted by the other witness, and we say that she doesn't lose her Ksuva.
How can you say that wherever there's one, it's if it's two? In the Torah it says, I'll be Shnei,
yeah, but that's normally, those are cases where the Torah doesn't accept two witnesses, to one witness. But here the Torah does accept one witness, that's why it's what one is like two. Specifically because that pasuk of Eid Ein Bo, which tells us that the Torah accepts one witness here.
No, but he's extrapolating that for the
room. No, well, no. Just for wherever, I don't like Eid Echad and Bisurin. It's not by any other case. Only case where Torah specifically gave them on is credibility to one witness. Okay, bad top to the bottom line, the Gemara. Rav Amar Heisel Shoyse. Rav said, even if one witness comes, it's meaningless, she still drinks. Says, well, what? How can you say that, Rav? Masnisa pliga, Rav. Our mission seems to argue on Rav. Because our mission says, if one witness says that she's tmeo. The shnayim armim lo nitmeis, and two say she's not tmeo. Then, because it's two on one, hoyser shoyser, because there are two witnesses who say that she's not tmeo. That the but ha eid be or be eid echad loyser shoyser. Sounds like it was. Sounds like if it was one on. So look very amusing, this standard.
It's very impressive.
Okay.
You're missing a major lecture here.
Yes.
Just a sheer.
So.
Sorry for ruining your train of thought.
This is the first time one really has to give the moment historic significance. This is the first time in the history of the world that this blot is being taught in Daf Yomi Yerushalmi in English. Because the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi in English, which existed in Australia during the first cycle, disbanded way before they got to Masechta Sota. Way before that. So this, if you want weightiness, besides the Stender, this is the first time in the 1800 years, whatever it is, it's not that long, 1600 years since the Yerushalmi was written, that actually this is taking place. So it certainly deserves a very large Stender.
I don't know whether it's true, but I was told that in Flatbush, there's an English...
Amud Yomi.
Yeah.
Amud Yomi, check.
I was the one that told you.
Yeah. No, here, no. He told us, he said independently, but you're the one who actually went and verified
it. We want to check it out.
Yeah,
yeah, it's 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh.
Yeah.
Which
time
did
you
like it to ask
the question?
And there was still a new Israel somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. So, so it sounds, Rav was saying that as long as you have only one witness who says she's tamei, she still has to drink the waters. So Gemara seems, again, our mission seems to contradict that, because our mission is to simply go rap. Our mission says, eid echad oimer nitmeis. One eid says nitmeis, which of course is a reason not to drink. If she's tamei, why bother drinking? Sharmim lo nitmeis, two say she's not tamei, and therefore she should drink. Again, tamei we're talking about here is not stira, but rather tuma mamish. Okay? So therefore, Sharmin Lori Mesoy Sushoisa. So it sounds the only reason she drinks because it's one who would have her not drink against two would say she should still drink. But if one witness, it sounds like if there's only one witness who says the Nitmes against one witness who says Lo Nitmes, so then it sounds like she would not drink. So the Kasha and Rav, so Pasar Law. It's a very funny answer. I mean, not hilarious, but not as hilarious as the Stender. But Pasar Law Bipsule Edus. He, Rabbi, the Pnei Moshe, I mean, explains the Teretz that really, if an Eid Echad comes and says, Nitmeis, she also drinks. We just ignore that Eid Echad. The Eid Echad who says Tmeo, which should get her out of drinking, right? Because she's a man. Just ignore him. Hi, so why did the Mishnah come and tell us only the one against two case? Why don't you tell us one on one or one on zero? Why don't you jump up to one on two? So he says that our Mishnah is coming to tell us something else. It's coming to tell our Mishnah's talking about where there are psulim le'edus involved. And to tell us that where there are psulim for edus involved, then we go after Rov Deus. Go after the majority of statements rendered, of opinions rendered. Okay? Unless we had, if we had even one kosher witness against 100 puzzle witnesses or 100 women, then it's considered to be like one on one. But the Chiddush HaMishnah wants to tell us is that even though an Eid Echad says she's Nitmeis, and two witnesses say Lo Nitmeis, even though the Eid Echad who says Nitmeis and the two witnesses who say Lo Nitmeis are all psulim, so he'd say, what's the difference between 1, 2, or 100? No. We go after Rov Deus. Since we go after Rov Deus, so therefore we follow whatever the majority statement is. If two people say that she should drink and one says she shouldn't drink, we do follow those two. Okay? So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that we follow the Rov Deos in Psulei Eidos. Okay?
Psulei Eidos is not the same as
women? No, it is in this case. I mean, it is really the same thing.
And 100 women is 100 to 1.
Not against a kosher witness. Against a thief, yeah.
Here you have two psulim versus one kosher.
Right. No, it's not a kosher. They're all psulim.
And then it's a level ground.
Right, it's a level playing field. So that's why I follow Rov Deos. Okay? Says Marvim Ipsuli Eidos. If our mission is in detail, Ipsuli.
Does that mean we're not, it's really not a din in Eidos at all? It's kind of,
well, what would you call it? You're right, of course not a din in Eidos.
Hearsay?
Evidence.
So
it's an evidentiary proceeding, even though it's not true testimony.
Right. There's something about that, I think some Torah about that with regard to Eidos of Rosh Chodesh, it's really not Eidos that establishes the new moon.
Well, that's a different thing. That's what has to do with Eidos Kiyum versus Eidos Biur, or what the function of base, the Eidim and base in there. But here it's different.
Don't we accept a Psuli Eidos for Rosh Chodesh?
There's the Habmin to accept the father and son, but we don't actually accept it.
Something I heard about
that
in that regard.
We have a Havamina, I believe, but I don't think there's a Maskon in that respect. Anyway, so it says more even Vim Psuliatus, if we're talking about Psuliatus, so fourth line down, and more safe. Let's look at the end of the mission. It says, Shlamini Mace, two of them, two witnesses say she's Tomeya, which case she would not drink. Vedoy Mare Lonit Mace. One witness says she's not Tomeya, which she. Case she would drink. Loisa Shoisa. So in that case, she doesn't drink, right? Because it's two against one. Her aid be aid. It sounds like it would be one on one. Loisa Shoisa. She wouldn't drink. Why not? According to Rav. It sounds again, it says the only reason she's off the hook is because it's two against one. But one upon one, it's Masha that she would drink. But Rav says where it's one witness you never drink, because we just discount the one witness. The Gemara doesn't answer. It just leaves it dangling difficult. The Gemara goes on now to Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan says if there's Well, I want to quote some here. If there's one witness who says she's Tamea, she doesn't drink. He argues on Rav. Rav says one witness says Tamea, she still drinks. Rabbi Yochanan says one witness says Tamea, she doesn't drink, right? So says Masi Sapliga, Rabbi Yochanan keeps our Mishnah argues, Rabbi Yochanan, the same rigmarole we went through with Rav. But says Shnaim Arim Nitmeis, and two people say she became Tamea. One says she's not Tamea. So two want her to drink. Want her off the hook. She's Nitme, she doesn't drink, right? Because she's Tamea anyway. And one guy wants her off the hook and says,
on the hook.
I thought I would get through without getting confused about that, but right. If she's Tamea, she doesn't drink. If she's Lo Nitme, then she does drink, right? So Shnayim Nidmeis that she's Tamea and she shouldn't drink. Ve'ed Echad Omer, Ve'ed Omer Lo Nidmeis, and therefore she should drink. Lo'isa Shoisa, she wouldn't drink. So it sounds like it's only because it's two against one. Her aid be'ed sounds like it was one on one. Lo'isa Shoisa, she would drink. Pasal lo b'psuliyedus. So he wants to say also, Rabbi Yochanan, that some b'psuliyedus don't come to tell us that b'psuliyedus will go over the majority. Ve'echam, it's one on one. Then Taka Rabbi Yochanan Zoisa Shoisa. So it's more of Im Bipsuli Eidus. If the Sayyab Zoyas Amarosh is to begin the mission, it says, Hoisha Shoisa. I'm sorry, skip. Eidom and Nitmeis, if one witness says she's Tamea. Vishnayim, I mean, Lo Nitmeis, and two say she's not Tamea. Hoisha Shoisa. She would drink. Right? One witness says she's Tamea, which means she should. Be left off, kept off the hook. Rishayim Elohim Mace, therefore put her back on the hook. Hoisa Shoisa, she drinks. So, because it sounds like it's two against one. Or Eid Beid, it sounds like if it would be one witness against one witness.
They cancel each other out, and she
drinks. Oh, yeah, but that's... is there a kashra? Right. Ha'id made choice to write against each other, she would drink, and that's kashra Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said they shouldn't drink. So it says more, hey, Rabbi Yochanan, lo yisa shoysa. Rabbi Yochanan says she doesn't drink. So we don't answer. L'chora, actually, I'm registered as incorrect. The Shai Torah Yisrael held, we don't answer this question. However, the Gilin Ephraim learns that the Gemara now comes to answer the question on Rabbi Yochanan, not on Rav. I will learn like the Gilin Ephraim that this is an answer. I'm Hashem Mishmuel Basuliatus in Misnisa. They said a name of Shmuel, our Mishnah type of Basuliatus, which of course we know, right? And so about not kosher witnesses, but Basulia possible witnesses, and therefore you go after Rov Deos, right? To whoever is saying the majority view. So it says, now, and Armi and Bashir Rishul, this is a critical point, the same name of Shmuel, Bistira Acheres, he must be so. Very interesting thing, again, I'm going to learn this like the Gilian Ephraim. Bistira Acheres, he must be so, means the Edim will argue about Tmeya and Loni Tmeya. They're not talking about in the Stira in which the Kinui and Stira took place, which we will come to in a few minutes. They're talking about another tumah. In other words, she was Nistara at 5 o'clock last Wednesday. But their shaila is, what is she doing at 6 o'clock last Thursday? And that's their issue. Now the thing is, once that becomes the issue, an interesting point arises. We said in the Yushalmi that the reason why an Eid Echad is believed is not because Komakom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Arei Kushnayim, but rather because of Raglaim Ladover. But Raglaim Nadavar is with the guy in which there's Kinui and Stira. Because, you know, there was obviously some funny business going on there. But this is talking about another guy at another time. So there's no Raglaim Nadavar on this thing. You see that? So therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. If it's the testimony, or precisely Rabbi Yochanan would concede, that if, when do I say that if Eid Echad Oymen Bitma Shloisa Shoisa, we believe him, and she doesn't drink, when there's credibility, because it's the same guy. Either even mamish in that stira or in a different stira, but with the same guy sometime later on. But if it's a different guy, a different place, different time, whatever, then I would say, in that case, I might say there's no Raglaim Ladover. And therefore the Eid Echad says Tmeya is not believed, and therefore Shitaka should drink.
Could you also say just the opposite, that he's even more Raglayim? Because she already has some reputation about the husband's...
But we don't know she's promiscuous. We just know she...
The husband suspected her enough to warn her about this guy. And then an aide comes and warns her and says that she's Tommy with another guy.
Yeah, but it's not Raglayim, though, from the other guy.
No, but there's...
She never fell in love with him.
She may be promiscuous.
Yeah, but that's not the same degree of Raglayim Dover as with the guy with whom she was forewarned. Simply not the same level. It's a less level. Okay, so that's what it said. That's what I'm Hashem Rishmoh Shlila Acheres Himas Nisa. Now, again, that answers Rabbi Yochanan, because in that case, Rabbi Yochanan would say that we don't believe the Eid Echad who says that she's smear because there's no Raglaim Ladover. Rabbi Zira Ba'akum Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Zira asked in front of Rabbi Mona. Mao. What's the status? Bistira Acheres Himas Nisa. Is our mission talking about Taka where it's Bistira Acheres? Amar Leizer, he said, Kenem Rabbi Yochanan Mishir Rabbi Yonai. It's got to be that way. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, name Rabbi Yonai, call her in Pirko Mishakini Love and Istra. On a entire paragraph, sorry about a case where there was Kinoi and then Stira. And if there's Kinoi, then Stira, and then Nitma. I mean, then Edechorim and Nitma. This is not Glaim Lodover. So therefore, it's got to be talking about a case where it's with somebody else. And therefore, well, there's with somebody else, so there's no Raglaim Ladover, and therefore she wouldn't drink. The Kar Gilin Ephraim.
Could you then say that Rav holds that the Mishnah is talking about not a different tumor, but the same case? Kinu and Stira and Tumar on an original, on just one guy. So that's why he would say that he does drink, that she does drink. Once you try.
No. Our Mishnah, Shaila's our Mishnah. Rav can't say if the same Sira Achir is in our Mishnah won't help. Because our Mishnah's mashma that she drinks. Oh, wait a minute. Our Mishnah's mashma too. The question of Rabbi Yochanan is from the mashmos and our Mishnah that she drinks. And that Rabbi Yochanan answers our Mishnah's talking about where the Ishachir. Right? So it's Ishachir, so therefore it's not a problem. She does drink because well, there's no argument but over vis-a-vis the other guy. Rav's problem is from the part of our Mishnah, which is mashma. There was an Eid Echad against her. She doesn't drink. According to Rav, she's supposed to drink. According to Rav.
Yeah, according to Rav, right.
So Stira Acheres won't help you with that. Because on the contrary, Stira Acheres would be more of a reason for her not to drink. But Rav's saying she does drink. How does Rav learn our Mishnah? So we don't know, don't understand that, how Rav learns our Mishnah. But there's an important point here to make according to Gilyon Ephraim. According to Gilyon Ephraim, he says that until our Mishnah, the cases which are in the Perek were cases where there was Kinyan Stira and then there was an Eid Tumah on this person. Nevertheless, according to Rabbi Yochanan, she doesn't lose her Ksuva. So a tremendous Chiddush. The first time there's a potentiality of losing Ksuva is when Rabbi Akiva comes along and says an Eid Echad caused her to lose a Ksuva. Otherwise, she doesn't lose her ksuva. In this case, in a case where she had kinyan stira, and even with an eid tumah afterwards. So obviously, if that's the case, it's not like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel says any place where she should drink and doesn't drink, she doesn't get a ksuva. We possibly not that we possibly that any place where she does she does get a ksuva unless there's some explicit testimony to deprive her of her ksuva. So he says, if that's true in all the previous cases, Rabbi Yochanan said she keeps her ksuva because an eid tumah is not enough to take her off the path of an eid echad according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not enough to take her off the path of shisiya. And since she's going to drink, she gets her ksuva. Remember, who shouldn't get her ksuva? A woman who's tmeo. Who should get a ksuva? A woman who's not tmeo or can prove herself not tmeo by going to drink. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has to hold lo isa shoisa. No, in the case where Rabbi Yochanan says, one second, I'm confusing myself here. Right, I'm sorry, I got mixed up. Rabbi Yochanan holds, in all cases, even where lois are shoytza, she still gets her ksuva. That's what it says here, kol ha'ein pirka. The entire parak is talking about, this is actually at the beginning of the parak already, mishkin alav and nistra, and nevertheless she gets her ksuva. Because nowhere in our mission does it say she loses her ksuva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says she loses her ksuva when we have a valid eid echad against her. Zatgin and Ephraim said, and Ramadab, yes, but that's talking about an eid echad who's free and clear, not Eid Echad Bachosha. When Eid Echad is contradicted, then even Rabbi Akiva agrees that she doesn't get her, that she doesn't lose her ksuva, right? Where there's an Eid Echad of Tumah against her, she loses her ksuva. Where there isn't an Eid Echad of Tumah against her, she doesn't lose her ksuva, of course, she's just supposed to go drink. And even if there is an Eid Echad of Tumah against her, but that Eid Echad is clashes with another Eid who says that there was no Tumah, she doesn't lose her ksuva either, right? That's what we said in Ramadab. So here, in our Mishnah, when our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's touching it up as a case where it's Stira Acheres, right? It's another guy. And there's no Raglayim Ledover. So certainly in that case, she doesn't lose a Ksuva either. Okay, so that's why our Mishnah would hold that she doesn't lose a Ksuva. Like we said in Amud Aleph, right? We said in Amud Aleph, that Eid Echad Ravada Brachu Amar Eid Echad Nemel Tamoisa Eid Echad Nemel Lapsido Ksuva. Why is Eid Echad not believed to be Mafsir Ksuva? The truth is now I'm saying this out loud as I'm talking. Now we can say an even better reason why an Eid Echad doesn't cause a loser Ksuva than we said in Amud Aleph. And Amud Aleph, Gilyon and Ephraim proposed that here the Eid Echad does not cause a loser Ksuva because the Eid Echad which clashes. But we can say an even better reason because here's our mission story about Eid Echad B'Stira Acheres. then it's no raglaim left over. But then, and then she therefore she doesn't lose her ksuva, because that's be raglaim left over in order to lose her ksuva. But I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe the Gemara Ephraim holds. Yeah, that's true. That if it's eid echad b'stira acheres, she doesn't lose her ksuva. Yeah, I guess maybe we can learn that way. Okay.
If it's eid echad b'stira acheres,
yeah,
then she's still a soto. Mm-hmm. For the first case, and she should,
right, because she doesn't lose her ksuva as a result. Eid echanami. She's supposed to. She should drink.
Right.
She's continuing on drinking, but she doesn't have an automatic loss of ksuva. Okay. Says war. Now, next Gemara is kind of, if this Gemara is kind of tough, the next Gemara is very, very cryptic. And this story, by the way, this is a hard Gemara, in case you haven't noticed. But at least it was hard for me to figure out. But the next Gemara is even more complex. Nisto Vimineish 9. She got steer in front of two. I'm going to learn this. I think the way I'm learning is more or less the way Pnei Moshe learned, but to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure of that. It might just way to be the way back off her words. So Nisa Vifnesh 9, she got steer in front of two. Omar, Eid Echad said, Ani Revisir Shnit Meis, B'toch Kidei Stira. In that Stira, I saw her being Tomei. Okay, in that Stira. Yeshkan Stira. There's Stira here. Yeshkan Tumah. There's Tuma here as well. That's clearly going to Rabbi Yochanan. Going to Rabbi Yochanan, and Eid Echot says, Nitmeis, Loisa Shoisa. She doesn't drink already. Because 1-8 says she's Tumea, right? But nothing about Hefsi Ksuva. She might not lose her Ksuva, because remember, it's one, and this is key, it's one-on-one here. Because the other 8 doesn't say he saw Tuma. He just says he saw Stira. It's really a clash, but she still doesn't lose her ksuva. Okay? And she wouldn't lose her ksuva because, it's eight echad against eight echad. So, the yesh got, yesh got stira, yesh got tuma. There's stira and there's tuma, but she doesn't necessarily lose her ksuva. We don't know anything about that. What if the witness said, I saw her become Tamea after Kadei Stira? After Kadei Stira means later on, not when she was in, not in that seclusion, which I'm testifying with my buddy, but later on in my own. Ooh, in this case, Yesh Kan Stira, there is Stira, but Ain Kan Tuma. There's no Tuma here. Now, this is a very interesting thing. It seems like where there's no tuma is because there's no raglaim left over. It's a chiddush in Mishnah, so the Gemara is saying. When is there raglaim left over? Only if the tuma is with the same guy in the same stira. But if it's later on, he claims he saw a stira b'tuma acheres, not necessarily in that case do I give raglaim left over and say he's believed. Okay? Says the Gemara. Now, Hayu Shlosha, what are the three witnesses? Echad Omer, one says, Ani Reisir Shenit Meis. I saw that she became to Tamea, right? Tok they stira within that stira. Yesh kan stira. There is stira. They all start stira. But ain't kan tuma, there's no tuma. Hi, he says so. But what's his status? Is one against two. The other two say just Nistra without Tuma, right? He's one against two. So therefore, he doesn't have credibility. He might have Raglaim Ladover, but not enough to go up against two Adim. So in this case, since two of them say just Stira without Tuma, and he's only one who says Tuma, so therefore she still has to drink. Right? Yesh kan Stira, ve'en kan Tuma. Now, Acher Kadei Stira, if this one guy said after Stira, this first word has to be changed from A and TH. Korbanei and Pnei Moshe change it. Problem is they both change the second Ain also, but I don't understand how they do that. L'achar k'dei Stira, if the one guy comes and says later on, I saw later on, then Yesh Kan Stira doesn't counteract the Stira, obviously. But ain't kan tuma. There is no tuma as well. Why is there no tuma? Because it's already after raglaim adover. There's no raglaim adover because we said raglaim adover is only when within the stira they see, but not later on. Hayu shloisha. Now this is a very cool case. The three cases, the three people. Echodaim reni resir shaloni meis betoch de stira. And one of they all say we saw stira. But one of them says explicitly, I saw she didn't become Tmeya during Stira. I saw she didn't become Tmeya. Now in that case, says Gilin Atzina Yerushalayim in explaining this this case, what the concept is, he says in this case, he's standing in direct contradiction to the Mechayiv of Mei Ma'orim. Because Meimarim don't just come on a stira, they come to be Mevarer if an Avera occurred. He's coming saying, there is no justifiable cause for Meisoita because she remained pure and clean. Even a case of Nitma is not a contradiction to the Meisoita, just saying, why should we make a drink? We know she's Tmeya anyway. But this guy says, no, she wasn't Tmeya. She remained Tahoira. See, there's a difference. There's saying getting her out of drink because she's Tmeya, that's in a technicality. There's having her drink because you don't know if Nitma. But this is saying she wasn't Nitma. So therefore, the Gemara here clears the Shaila. It's not clear. What do you say about this? Maybe say it's Ke'edu Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Since part of the Edu's falls in direct contradiction to the entire concept of Saika, maybe the entire Edu is false. Because, you know, Edu Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula. If you have three people come as a group, and one of them is canceled, then the whole group has to be tossed out. Okay? Or do I say, Otiskai Edu's Bashar? Do I say, chuck him out, the other two test witnesses work. So Avrami said, it should be Afilu, according to Shara Teres Yisrael. Afilu Mandomar. Afilu Datomar. Maybe it's Afilu Mandomar. Matomar. Even if you say Be'edu Shebelu Mitzasa Batla Kula, that's on the normal cases. Moduach Shediskai Medes Bashar, but here he says, no, here it doesn't work that way. Here we say Diskai Medes Bashar, why Min Neshu Raglaim Ladovar? Since there was Stira involved, so that Raglaim Ladovar here works against the Eid Echad, one of the three. Because Stira indicates that such Raglaim Ladovar, we say maybe he didn't see properly. So therefore, we actually give the drinking the benefit of the doubt, precisely because this is a case of raglaim ledavar. Once you see stira, that something was going on here. So therefore, we actually discount his testimony, and we don't say it's like nimtza echa karv apostle. Okay, so we would make in this case drink the water. Okay, says Marfa. Was that the end of the bear? Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Next bear, because so far, at least.
And they don't say anything about the
right.
Tumah
right.
Or not.
So
they're neutral. Neutral, but they're not. Regarding Tumah, they're neutral.
Right, but the Raglaim Dover is in their favor.
They carry silver.
Okay. El Nehwai Mishal, these are stated in any language. Parsha Soita, the Parsha of Soita, when we read the Soita, what she did, you know. About the curses, Vidi Meiser, when somebody comes and says that he eradicated all the Meisers the last 3 years, which are in his possession still, Kriya Shema, Utfila, Birkos Amazar, Ushvua Zayis, was begun, and the Shvua assigned to people who deny they have testimony to tell over, or deny that they have objects given for safekeeping. Those are all in any language. How do we know? It's Ksiv, it says, Vamrak, when Leisha, the Kohen should say the woman, any way that she can hear it, Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha said, you don't even need a pasuk for this. If she doesn't understand what's being her said, Shamas here means she doesn't understand. How can you say Amen? Right? So she's got to say Amen. What is she saying Amen to? By us, it's not a kasha. We say Amen and we have no idea what we're saying Amen to. But by them, it's such a kasha, right? Says Gemara, so why does it say Vamar Kohen Loisha? Why does it say that he's got to tell her? So it's telling us, Shalom Yomer Lai De Turgamon. You got to get a Kohen who knows her language, not to speak by interpreter. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said amazing statements. Lamatinu shedibur hamokom imaisha elim sor bavad. Hashem never spoke to women except with Sarah. It's amazing thing because we know there are seven Nevi'os.
Yeah,
but obviously the pasuk is not taken to be the same thing. The Gemara is not taken to be the same thing as Dibur. Dibur must be a much higher Madrego than the Nevi'ah. I don't know. I'm just saying it because look here, and I didn't get a chance to look around to see if somebody comments on it. But that's clearly what it's saying. No, Hashem never. Hashem was menabi her, but never spoke to her. You know what I would say? Maybe in order just to steal off the cup again.
Mocha
was the mouth. It was the mouth.
Yeah.
No, but the mouth spoke to her. But she was a woman. The mouth spoke to her. Maybe we can say, first of all, we can say Nevuah comes through Malachim, but another what we could say is that when it says that the Hashem never spoke to women, what it means is that he never spoke personally. Never had a shmooze with a woman, Tanakh. The Nevuah he gave, but not a shmooze. Because with Sarah, he had a shmooze. Because Sarah said, Lo tzochakti, right? And then the Shekhinah said, Lo ki tzochakti, you did laugh. So Stamish Moose wasn't a vua. Maybe that's the case. Okay. Voxiv doesn't say Velishua Mar Harbe spoke the Chava. So you're gonna add a lot of language from Rabbi Yaakov the Parchanina, they turned him on. He spoke to him, Hashem spoke to an interpreter. Voxiv doesn't say Vayerma Hashem Losh Negim Venech, Hashem said to Rivka, you have two kids in your womb, and here it says Vayomer Lo, he said to her, Vayabava Kana. Hadibor, it says your Nafla law, which means it fell down to her, but the Mashbiach changes the Nafla to Nemar law. In other words, it was said over, as Rashi brings down the Chumash, to shame, who was Malki Tzedek, to say over to her. So she got the message, but it wasn't directly, a burst of Dibor to her. Amar Abiri said, how many, causes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'av Lishmos Yidchosim Tzidkonis wants to hear the prattle of Noshim Tzidkonios. How so? Vayomer here, Loki Tzachak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to go to Avraham Avinu and say, Avraham, I heard Sarah saying XYZ, why is she saying that? In order to get it to respond. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be in this dabir with the emos. But sometimes you have to go to great lengths in order to get them to actually follow through on that. And so that's why he spoke to Avraham, and she said, she answered, Lotso Chakti, because she was afraid. So why was that necessary? Did she first go to Avraham, Avinu? Because if she had first gone HaKadosh Baruch Hu had first gone to Sarah, right, so then she might not have answered at all, right? She just would take it as a rebuke. But this way, if Hashem goes to Avraham Avinu and she hears that and she is morally indignant, she'll respond to it. Okay, so that's kirkurim, like roundabout ways. Okay? Says more further, Vidui Meiser, where does it say Vidui Meiser? It's said in any language, it's Sivaniso Amarto. Respond and say, in Kriya Shema, Dichsiv, Dibar Tobom, speak in them, whatever speech you say. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Oymani Kriya Shema, Ino Nema, Obloshna Koydesh, as Kabi said in Hebrew, Mata Apostle says, For you are Dvorim Ayo, they should be as they were given, Baba Yosan, you, right, they should be as they were. Rabbi Levi Bar Chaisor, also Kesari, went to Kesarin, Shama Kolon Karyan. Here are the teachers, Shama Alunstein, that they were translating in Greek. Achmona Litzlan, they were teaching in English, right? Baal Makvatalti wanted to beat upon them for teaching Pesukim in Greek. Shom Rabbi Yossi Vikbi, Rabbi Yossi heard and he got upset. Omar, he said, Kach in the Omar, this way I say, Vishnana Deli Kos Karshuris, somebody doesn't know how to read the Assyrian block print which you use, Lo Yikren Akol Ikor. He shouldn't read the Megillah at all. Ella, Yoytze b'chol loshon shiyodeh. He's Yoytze any language that he wants. And so too, over here, we would say that certainly the young lads in the school should be yotze with any language they want. In other words, to teach them chumash, you should be able to teach them in any the carrier. Sarfish should be able to teach them chumash in any language that they want, even in Greek. Okay, so that's why we have heter nowadays to teach a psukim into Yiddish. I never actually use it. English, Yiddish, whatever it was. No, that's how they teach kids in the Chassidish Chadar, you know. Reshis Pergar Lokim, and I forget how they just. I forget. Anyway, be that as it may. So, say the name and says the Gemara. Heshirai Brecher, Brecher answered, Rabbi Miguel's Esther, what about Miguel's Esther? He had daily cross our shoes with Laz. Kind of needs to know the reason either in a Syrian block print or in Laz in Hebrew print. Any Etibel, our shoes has got to be in our shoes. The truth is here, I think it's also going on, I take that back, I think it's going here on the language in which it's written. Laz is, Greek, English. Ashuris is the language which the Megillah is written, because it has a lot of, those kinds of words. Assyrian words in it. So therefore it's got to hear Assyrian, right? So, Elamara said, Megillah says it's different. He says, "So yeah, daily krosa ashuris v'las." He'll say, "Well, you know both." Then ain't a yaitel ashuris. Then you have to read in ashuris specifically. However, v'las, if all you know is las, then yaitel bo v'las, you yaitel with las as well. Okay, v'chein yaitel b'chol lashem shul yodeh, and just like las, you yaitel with any language you know. Utvila. When does a person start davening? K'day sheyodeh litvot trochav. The minute he knows to ask, to make requests. Ubir l'zamozon. When does he can make brachos l'zamozon? K'day sheyodeh. U'mi'avach he knows to whom he's making a bracha. U'shvuas eidus u'shvuas meikon. And the shvuas the person make, mashmino so bilshoneinu. We make him take the oath in our language. He's biyoshim shalom bilshoneinu. What if that's not their language of the captives? For Amram, and they said Amen. Harei elupturim, they're exempt from continuing the trial. Why is No, they're not. 1 second. It's Bitmia, I think. Yeah, let me go back a second. I got quite so confused. He's beer shlobishan varma may take an oath not in their own language. Instead of main arrail term, they're exempt. Koratani, like that, but you learned Ashvosayonim. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay, fine, let's read Bas. It says Shvuasadayonim, we make whenever Shvuasayonim and Shvuasabikon, whenever we make them take the Shvu, we say, you take the Shvu based on what we're thinking, not based on what you're thinking. Not your interpretation of the oath, but on our interpretation of the oath. If we read them in our language, in Hebrew, why would we have to make them take an oath? If it's all Greek to him, or Hebrew to him, so then when he answers, of course he's going to do it al-da'atenu. He has nothing else to go on, right? So if we read it, if we make him promise, say Amen, that he's not going to lie, right? Make him say Amen on whatever shvuas we're giving. So obviously he understands it. So if he obviously understands it, must be giving him the language which he understands. Okay? So that's it, etc. Shvuas says the shvuas because Mashmin of a subil shom and make him take an oath in his own language. Ishmin shalom shom made obviously because and Ishmin shalom shom if he made him take a different language. Rome rain even though it said a main array of turin they don't bring a carpet. And what's the proof of this? God, that I tell you that we learn shvuas ayam dayonim kitnayin shibulein. We say like the conditions in our heart. Lo kitnayin shibulein, not the conditions in your heart, which means obviously in the sense of saying. Rabbi Nair said, Nah. Chazok ignites you later, Benu Mashbil. Anyway, whenever a guy takes a shvuah, we assume that he's doing it like we have in our hearts. Whatever language you make him take the shvuah in, whether it's a language he understands or not. All right, that's the case. So if he's always taking it out d'atenu based on our perception of the shvuah, so why don't we take him an oath, take another oath that he's doing the shvuah on our account and on his account? That's mivnei yoitas. It's marisayin. Because of the fools, Shloyom Yesh Klein Veshua, that people shouldn't think that you can make a stipulation of Shvua. That's why we warn him before we begin that his stipulations are not of no void. Tyra Echina Kumi Rav Mona said, Voxy doesn't say, that this is actually a proof that tonight does work by Shvua. It says, Voxy, ki es asher yishno poimon ayom. Says all those standing with us today are part of the Brisson, Asheri Neno Poy Mariyom. Those also not here today. Mash Mamina, from what are we deriving from this? Some relates. So he said, Hadoras Aboy Machreno Ambly Bum tonight. They said to what Chazal were saying, or the Torah is saying, that the generations come after us have no tonight, they don't yet exist to have a tonight. So too, and here they throw in this from the morning dawn, Kach Anu Emily Beinu tonight, so too we have no tonight in our hearts. So their Am Yisrael was required back then to take a shvuah that they really meant what they were going to say, what they said they would do. So too, in all generations, he wants to learn that a shvuah, it's more than that, they have to take a shvuah and preclude all possible tonight. That to make sure people tonight. So we see that tonight could work in Shvuah. So our proof that Shvuah can be said in any language, because otherwise, our answer was that really Shvuah is taken in your language and the conditions don't apply, we just go pro forma. It's clearly not the case, because we see here the conditions come and can apply, because that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say explicitly, Asher Yesh to Po, Asher Neno made Po. In order to say, they're just like, they have no Tanoim in mind, because they're not yet born, so too you have no Tanoim in mind as well. So actually it comes out that the Tanoim are legitimate Tanoim. Not like he just said before, that Tanoim can't be made in a Ksuva, or in a document, right? What are we talking about? Whatever it is. No, I made a mistake. Tanoim can't be made in a Shvua. Ksuva rhymes with Shvua. Tanoim can't be made in a Shvua, we said. No, Tanoim can be made in a Shvua. And therefore, what we said before, that we only make him take the Shvua that he's not making a Tanoim in order that he should not think Tanoim work in a Shvua. It's not true, obviously, Tanoim do work in a Shvua. Otherwise, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to say, as Hashesh no poem made a Yom, as Hashesh poem made a Yom. The fact that he had to say that indicates that a Tanoim does work by Shvua. Okay, it's late. We'll stop here for this evening.
Why would there be a havamina that a shvuah has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh? I mean, it's not.
Well, it's going to be like the next Mishnah, which we didn't get to. You know, precisely because the reason why in the next Mishnah we do require things to be Lashon HaKodesh. Okay?
So it's, I see, it's just the preparation. But it's kind of obvious.
No, I mean, there is a havamina, but you're right, it is obvious as being Hebrew.
In advance, yeah.